Last week, the California Highway Patrol arrested a fellow officer, Yurok Tribal Police Department Sergeant Brian Donahue, on 3 domestic violence charges. The Tribal Police Department is cooperating with the investigating agency and is conducting an internal inquiry into Donahue's alleged conduct. The department has placed Donahue on administrative leave pending the results of the investigation and potential prosecution. In a statement posted to social media, Yurok Tribal Police Chief Greg O'Rourke stated, quote, "The criminal justice system was established to ensure due process is applied equally to every individual, including law enforcement officers. The community can expect full transparency from my department throughout this process. We put the community's trust above all." End quote. Donahue was arrested on suspicion of the following charges: inflicting corporal injury on a spouse, assault with a deadly weapon, and battery with serious bodily injury. The Del Norte County District Attorney will decide if Donahue will be formally prosecuted on the aforementioned charges. KMA News reached out to the Yurok Police Chief, who agreed to an interview, hoping it would bolster transparency within the department and serve as a step to regaining the public's trust.
My name is Greg O'Rourke, and I am the Chief of Police for the Yurok Tribal Police Department. I'm also a Yurok Tribal member, and so I have a very unique privilege to be able to be the head law enforcement for my own tribe. I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful because it puts me in a position to be able to have a positive impact on not just tribal police locally, but even tribal police throughout the state. And so I'm thankful for that.
Chief O'Rourke, there was an extremely unfortunate incident that occurred late last week that resulted in the arrest of one of your own. Can you share an overview of what is currently being released to the public?
So right now, there is a concurrent investigation on domestic violence charges and domestic violence-related charges for one of my sergeants. We're a small department, and it's actually had a real impact, a real gut punch, not to just myself, but the coworkers in the department, and even a ripple effect within the tribe. One of the things that we have done as a tribal police department locally is really embrace and try to demonstrate a trauma-informed policing out with our community. And one of the things that we are hoping that we can learn from this is also looking at our internal wellness and the trauma that police officers, either direct or vicarious trauma, have to deal with. And so when a situation like this does come up within our personal lives, we don't turn to violence and try to look for a different way to resolve an issue, or look to each other for help and support. And so I don't want to abandon the sergeant for this. I think that he still needs support from not just his family, but also his law enforcement family. And I feel strongly about that. I think everybody deserves a path to redemption. However, with that being said, I don't want it to also be mistaken that we support somebody who uses violence against women. That's a stance that the tribe has taken a very strong stance against, to be able to learn from it. One of the things with that, and what we've learned is, part of our historic trauma and part of the intergenerational trauma is that dysfunction that we see within our communities, and domestic violence is that. And so then that's why I bring up a trauma-informed approach, because I think violence can be directly attributed to trauma. So we have to be better at helping each other out and recognizing the trauma and the wellness within law enforcement and the law enforcement family. So that's the goal from this unfortunate incident, that we can try to incorporate into the department to help us be better, not just as cops, but as people.
In the Yurok Tribe's one-year MMIP report, all interviewed participants cited historical trauma and violence as a contributing factor to violence against Indigenous women. And according to the Yurok tribe's own statistics, Indigenous people experience rates of domestic violence far higher than any other racial group. Data also shows that law enforcement families see higher rates of domestic violence. Are you concerned that these odds are stacked against you? And what methods or techniques are you implementing to combat these statistics?
Well, I think honestly the first thing is just recognition. So when you talk about a prevalence of domestic violence within law enforcement, sadly, that's true. It's one of the things that we are prone to. But recently, there's an officer wellness movement going on in law enforcement to be able to take care of ourselves because of the trauma that we get exposed to, both direct and vicarious. It sticks with you. And what we're learning about trauma is it's not linear, meaning it's just not a list of things. It stacks. It compounds on you. It weighs on you. And so we have to be able to recognize that and even be open and confront it. I mean, to be blunt, I don't enjoy talking about what happened with my officer, but I have to. We have to recognize that it happened, and we have to be able to try to learn from it. And so recognizing trauma and then being able to strategize ways to be able to cope with the trauma and then offer outlets within not just my department, the profession, for officers to deal with trauma as it occurs, so that way, or immediately after, so that way it doesn't compound on each other. Because before, it was a work culture of suck it up, walk it off, toughen up, cowboy up, whatever vernacular you wanted to use, it was all about not acknowledging it and not dealing with it.
Law enforcement officers are held to a higher standard, sworn to protect and serve. Are you concerned that this could have damaged the public's trust?
You know, as a profession, we have a unique responsibility and a unique contract with the public in which we're sworn to protect and serve. They give us the trust. It's not demanded. They give it to us. And what we're seeing across the country are communities losing trust in their police department. And we're seeing that. So tribal police is even a little bit more intimate because the tribe has a level of ownership in us. They have that belief that they, you know, have that ownership with their police department. And so I don't want the community that we work in, that we live in, that we're a part of, to lose trust in the department. This happened. I'm not going to abandon my officer. We're not going to abandon his partner. We're going to try to learn from this, and we're going to try to be better from this. And we're, you know, still going to respond to the public's need in a positive manner and do our job in which they expect us to.
And Chief O'Rourke, I want to thank you again for speaking with us at KMUD. What message would you like to leave us with?
I'm going to open up and maybe be a little vulnerable about this. When it comes down to it, we all have emotions, and we're all human beings. Sometimes those emotions can get away from us. What I would put out there for anybody in a situation is when you're feeling that, you know, that that point where you're going to lose control or you're even entertaining violence, that's the time to just leave. Walk out the door, walk around the block, go for a drive, call a buddy, say, come get me, whatever. But, you know, try to just recognize that stuff. I mean, I've had to do that. I'm married. There's times my wife has made me so gosh darn angry, all I could do is just walk out, take a walk down the road and cool off. But you don't use violence, especially against those that we love. So, like I said, I think that would be my message. And I don't know how profound it is, or I don't even know how wise it is, but it's heartfelt. Just walk away, take that time to cool off, and try to recognize within yourself when you're getting ready to use violence, and know that that's not a good, healthy route.
Again, that was the Yurok Tribal Police Chief, Greg O'Rourke, speaking on the recent arrest of his sergeant, who has been charged with 3 counts of domestic violence. As the investigation into Sergeant Donahue's actions continue, the Yurok Tribal Police Department says it remains committed to transparency and accountability. Chief O'Rourke assures the community that maintaining trust and upholding the highest professional standards are top priorities. KMA News will continue to follow this story and provide updates as they become available. The Yurok Tribe is working with the Sovereign Bodies Institute to not only document MMIP cases, but to track domestic violence among its members and offer free holistic services for families and survivors to end the cycle of violence. If you are interested in their support services, you can contact their executive director by email. That's Anita, A-N-N-I-T-A, at sovereign-bodies.org. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is also available 24/7. You can contact them at 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. Or you can text START to 88788.